I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's president claimed his country is a genuine cradle of liberty. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made the comments in New York for the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. President of Open Doors USA Carl Mueller says,
any person who's had an exposure to the realities of life in Iran would disagree.
Mueller says Ahmadinejad is the master of the big lie. The country ranks second on Open Doors World Watch list of countries that persecutes Christians.
We've talked about on this program those that have spent months in prison simply for converting to Christianity and have suffered huge abuse because of that.
Next, it's taken about 18 months, but Asian Access is excited about a new phase of ministry. It's a phase that will accelerate evangelism, discipleship, and church planting in one of the most hard-to-reach places in Asia, Japan. President of A2, Joe Handley, says social issues have caused many problems, including a high suicide rate. Handley says,
the country is in desperate need of more laborers for the kingdom. And for us, that means national pastors that are committed to new forms of holistic church multiplication, as well as missionaries that can be involved in the church planting effort.
And most orphans are adopted as babies, but what if they aren't? Buckner International says that when kids leave orphanages in Russia at 17, an estimated 10% commit suicide within 3 years. Others get involved with crime. There's an extreme need for families to adopt older kids, especially boys from Russia, right now. If you are willing to be a living example of Christ by welcoming a Russian orphan to your family, go to our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.